Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative, Kurt Sonny, of the 4th Legislative District in Erie County. I'm your host, Mike Davies. Representative Sonny, welcome to this report to your constituents. While the House has been working on legislation to address crime victims' rights and the rights of those who suffer from either sexual or domestic abuse in Pennsylvania, a couple of bills have gone through recently. What's the latest here?
Yes, thank you. The House is continuing their commitment to protect crime victims. The House this week approved a bill to ensure victims of domestic abuse get the justice that they deserve. Prior to a 2016 law, strangulation could only be charged as a misdemeanor assault in Pennsylvania. Act 111 made it a criminal offense. And according to law enforcement officials across the state, the law has helped put more domestic abusers behind bars. House Bill 854 builds on that progress by fully incorporating strangulation into the law and ensuring any prior strangulation conviction will be recognized and considered in subsequent cases. Passing this bill continues the push by the House Republicans to increase protection for the victims of crime and abuse. The measure now moves to the Senate for consideration, and you can learn more about House Republicans' efforts to protect victims at www.pahousegop.com/protectingvictims.
There was some other legislation that will address circumstances where government officials are involved in cases of abuse, and it put some real penalties in place. What goes on here?
Yeah, we're working to ensure public officials and employees are held accountable for their actions. The House approved legislation this week that would force them to forfeit their taxpayer-funded pensions if they are convicted of committing a sexual offense. The bill builds on Act 1 of 2019, which requires any public official in Pennsylvania who is convicted of a felony to forfeit his or her pension. Under House Bill 991, public employees and officials, including elected officials, would lose their pension if convicted of offenses such as indecent assault, indecent exposure, or unlawful dissemination of an intimate image, commonly referred to as revenge porn. The bill now moves to the Senate for consideration.
And April has been designated as an important month to bring about awareness of circumstances where you have patients that have chronic diseases who could benefit from organ donation. Give us some of the details.
April 2019 is Donate Life Month in Pennsylvania. In our state, about 8,000 people are on the organ donation waiting list. And on average, every 18 hours, one of them will die waiting for the call that never comes. The encouraging news is that about 4.5 million Pennsylvanians have already said yes to organ and tissue donation by adding their donor designation on their driver's license. More than 138 million Americans are also registered donors. In addition, Pennsylvania driver's licenses and ID card holders can support organ donation programs with a voluntary donation of $3 at the time of application or renewal. To date, nearly $14 million has been generously donated to the fund. More information is available at www.donatelifepa.org.
Representative Sonny, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Kurt Sonny.